expression is Helen Thayer. The last name is T-H-A-Y-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is following this practice after she was referred by Dr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, like in Zulu, because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes. It has been out of control. The primary doctor is adjusting the medication, and she's telling me that she's going to be referred to endocrinology, period. Another comorbidities for the CKD stage 3B include hyperlipidemia, period. The ultrasound of the retroperitoneum shows that the right kidney is 9.2 and the left kidney is 9.3. Both of them are with hyperechogenicity, which means that this process has been going on for some time. Today, she comes for a follow-up, and the laboratory workup shows that the albumin creatinine ratio is 146, which is elevated. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.29, BUN is 15, and the estimated GFR is 43. However, the potassium is 5.4. Unfortunately, this patient is not a candidate for SGLT2 because she has urinary tract infection, and finerenone is not indicated because of the hyperkalemia. Following number, diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C is 9.6, is coming down. Following number, the lipid profile for the hyperlipidemia is within normal range, the cholesterol of 168, HDL 61, LDL 86, with triglycerides of 116. The total excretion of protein creatinine ratio is 542. How accurate this is in the presence of a BC urinalysis is unknown. The patient has a uric acid of 6.6, there is no history of gout. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend time explaining the low potassium diet. Information was given to this patient. If the potassium comes lower, we will be able to prescribe Kerendia. Time spent in the service is as follows. 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.